Newly appointed Communications Minister Mameluke Kubai moved promptly to reassure the South African public that President Jacob Zuma's cabinet reshuffle announced on Tuesday will not create volatility in the work of government. She was responding to questions at a post-cabinet briefing in Pretoria earlier today. Kubai stated that she recognises concerns surrounding the reshuffle, but insists government is run by competent officials. She joins me now on the line to tell us about her plans in a new portfolio and, of course, where she left off in the Energy Department and the handover. Minister Kubai, welcome to the program and congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you very much, Karima. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Now, Minister, you were very confident this afternoon at the post-cabinet briefing, and you said that, institutional memory is what is going to get us through, and that one shouldn't be too concerned about the changes of ministers during what I think is the 12th reshuffle of President Jacob Zuma. On what evidence do you base the fact that there won't be a gap or a disruption to government services and the, institutional and policy frameworks that have been set?
Now, look, Karima, firstly is that the policy of government has not changed. I think that's the start. And hence I said during the briefing is that the matter here is political changes. And I said it there, we hear the concerns in terms of the many changes, because, for example, you'd have stakeholders having to interact with a particular minister, and then after some time they have to start engaging with another minister. But the basis of my assurance is around policy certainty, because whenever we move, for example, I've moved from energy, I'm in communication, there's no change of policy. I'm going to take from where Comrade Ayanda has left and run with programs. So there isn't new policy. Policy is determined at the beginning, including even in terms of medium-term policy framework. We follow that. SONA has given us a guidance for the year, so we are on course to implementing what is there. So lastly, is the issue that annual performance plan have been agreed to. So in terms of the performance of the department and targets and objectives, as said, all I have to do is to ensure as a minister or whoever minister that is there, is to ensure that implementation of that annual performance plan is done and within the reasonable time or as expected and within the budget. So that's the basis I'm saying. Hence, for example, I could arrive in a portfolio just being announced on Tuesday, Wednesday morning I was in cabinet, afternoon I was in NCOP answering questions. And that is precisely because there is a team of men and women within public service who are committed, who are there serving the country.
Okay, Minister, hold on. Let's park there. You've now made the point about the fact that there's a policy framework and there's a team of people. So how do you square what you are saying with the fact that in just over 100 months of the Zuma administration, we've had 172 directors general that were appointed across 38 departments, while 81 of these senior civil servants were in fact in acting positions. In almost 6 of the 10 times the relationships between the DGs and their ministers lasted less than a year.
No, I'm not so sure what is the, I'll have to look at that stats, Karim. I've not seen that stats.
That's why I asked what evidence you based your confidence on. I've just given you stats, Minister. Way.
No. That's stats. That's what I'm saying. We'll have to interrogate that stats, Karima. I'm not so sure what is the original. Let me tell you from my experience. I got into energy. Mm. I got into energy. I found DGs and DDGs there, ESCO. And I can tell you here now that ESCO is more even stronger. We've worked together. I've not brought anyone into the ESCO. We worked, but we had Thabang Zulu, who I interacted with. And you would have noticed there, because it's not that Thabang moved from energy to SFF because we have problems between me and him. Thabang moved because I wanted him to assist us. He remains the DG of the department, which he understood that accountability is still there.
Okay, so Minister, the just hold on. Yeah.
I'm just giving that.
No, just hold on. No, hold on. I want to go to energy. And yes. I want to go specifically to Petro SA. The state oil and gas company lost 14.6 billion rand in the year through March 2015, mainly because of write-offs or write-downs on its offshore Ikwezi natural gas project. And a further 1.1 billion rand impairment is anticipated at that time. Petro SA sees no let-up in its challenges for at least 3 years. The company last had a permanent chief executive officer in 2015. Now, you have had to recall a former director general, Thabane Zulu, to the Strategic Fuel Fund to serve as the entity's acting CEO. That is during your six-month stint that you were the Minister of Energy. So I'm going to ask you again, on the basis of what evidence do you say there is, in fact, institutional memory and capable teams of professional civil servants who can run government policy? Because the truth is, Minister, it is not borne out by the facts.
No, but Karima, you are confusing things. You are conflating issues between Petro SA and SFF in your statement.
No.
They're separate entities. No, you have.
No, even if there are separate entities, Karima,
You are bringing the issues of SFF. Let's talk about SFF and the DG moving into SFF.
Yeah, why did you have to do that?
Because at the time we needed somebody who's going, because remember, it's because of the issues that were there. The stock rotation, and all, it was a specific task. You couldn't bring somebody and appoint somebody in the middle. Enhance my confidence to say you have team. And besides, let's look at broadly, not the entities alone, because ministers are running departments as well. So that's why I'm saying you're conflicting issues, because the losses that you're talking about, the statistics that you're reading of losses, it's about Petro SA. Not SFF, where Thabane Zulu is.
Yes, it's two separate issues, but it doesn't change the facts. You had to bring in someone at SFF because you didn't have capacity. You just said you had capacity and we shouldn't worry about political heads. At Petro SA, we also...
No.
I'm not confusing things. Minister, it's simple. Okay, let's take it to the new portfolio. Minister...
Let's come here.
No. Minister, let's... Mm-hmm. The facts is you had to bring in an acting DG when you were at Energy to deal with strategic fuel fund. You are now going to be at, you are in communications. We have just had a situation where the president was forced to appoint a board 3 weeks after the time had already lapsed, and he was faced with court action, and that's why he had to do so. A court has just ruled that you have no powers as the communications minister to appoint hire and fire executives at the SABC, a fact that your predecessor did not appreciate. So if you say you're going to pick up where she left off, what exactly is it that you're going to pick up? Because you have just been slapped down by the court.
No, we'll have to look at the court. I think I said to the team, let's look at the court judgment in detail and compare it with what is happening in terms of the SABC Act. SABC Act is very clear. I think what I understood, and I'll deal with the matter in detail, Karima, once you have looked at the judgment, because it's really just came in the day that I've been there. I've been appointed. We're going to have to sit with the legal team to go into detail. But in terms of where I think, where the public has been, the discourse around the appointing and dismissing authority of the board, it lies with Parliament. That is very clear, because if you are appointed by Parliament, you'll be dismissed by Parliament. There is no confusion there. In terms of the issues, it's around if I am a shareholder, where I need to see where the judgment is saying, because you're saying it says I do not have authority. I don't know whether it says...
No, you don't have authority to hire and fire executives, Minister. That's what it says, because
let's
trumps...
You do... That's why I need to look at it in detail, Karima.
I thought you're just going to pick up anywhere. Where your predecessor left
Karima,
off.
In any entity, there's no minister who hires and fires executive when there's a board. There is no way in government. Across the board. That's what I'm saying to you.
And yet your predecessors, Faith Mutambi, did precisely that. That is why they went to court.
Karima, you need to give me space as well to be able to explain. I'm saying to you, we'll have to look at the judgment, read it properly, and understand where the court is coming from. Until then, we have understood where the court is coming from. If it's an issue that minister at that time interfered or crossed the line in terms of the responsibilities. We'll have to deal with that. But where I'm sitting as Minister Kubai, I am saying nowhere in government, since my experience even as legislator, where a minister goes and appoints executive when there is a board, nowhere.
Even in the absence of a board, even in the absence of a board, Minister,
there's never been any entity where a minister appoints.
Minister Kubai, I'm not going to ask you to account for Minister Faith Mutambi's actions, but the court case arose because Minister Faith Mutambi believed that she had the right to hire and fire. And when the board at the SABC wanted to exercise its authority to hire and fire Mr. Claudio Motsoeneng, she intervened, she invoked the Companies Act, and that is what the court actually struck down a few days ago. There's actually no ambiguity about it, Minister. So I need to understand, what about the judgment are you going to actually study? Because the court is crystal clear.
I will, Karima, I can assure you. If there's disagreements between ourselves and the judgment, we'll deal with it. But where I'm sitting, I'm saying this is a principle in terms of government. And that principle stands. If there's a board in an entity, minister does not appoint or fire the board, the executive in an entity. What normally happens, Karima, is that it says you'd have a memorandum of understanding or a shareholder compact where you put it together in agreement with the board, where you agree that either it shall be in consultation or see concurrence. Because part of the problem is that you find in public, when there's something wrong happening in an entity, we as ministers are called as shareholders to act and to account. Therefore, it's in the interest to know what the board is doing. If there are going to be problems in terms of finances, we need to know that the board is appointing correct people who have qualifications, who have the experience, who do not have dodgy backgrounds, so they can run entities effectively and efficiently. That's my duty.
Minister, no one is disregarding the fact that you have to have an arrangement with the board. I'm saying the court in this instance was crystal clear. But let's move to practical operational issues. Minister Ayanda Dlodlo appointed, in the absence of a board, she extended the contracts of senior executives. So the court found that the minister doesn't have that right. What is your first order of business regarding those contracts?
No, the board is in place, Karima. The board will have to deal with its matters.
So you are deferring to the board as the court ruling actually?
The board must do its work.
Minister, that's encouraging. That's really good to hear. Now, let me ask you a second question. The SABC is in a financial mess. It is R1 billion, in the hole. And it's looking for, the last time we had a ballpark figure, even though Minister Ayanda Dlodlo at the time didn't want to commit to that figure, that is what you are seeking from the Treasury. Can you tell our listeners how much money the SABC requires to function? What is the bailout that you are going to be taking to Minister Malusi Gigaba? Because he is going to deliver his medium-term budget policy statement next week. And obviously, there has to be an indication. So can you share with listeners what kind of bailout is the SABC requiring? What kind of monies are we talking about here?
I will deal with that matter once the new board has done, because Karima, you know, you'll appreciate that there's a board that has been appointed. We need to give that board space to do an assessment of the entity, to see what is it that they want to see happening at SABC, to give a report or a proposal to the minister to say, this is what we are finding at the SABC. This is what we are recommending as the board. At this point in time, I'll have to wait for that board to do that work and come to me so that we can act.
Now, when are you going to have your first meeting with the board?
I will be meeting all the boards of entities next week, Karima, on Monday.
Okay, I'm speaking specifically about the SABC board now, Minister.
Yes, Monday. All of them are meeting them on Monday.
You are meeting them on Monday. Now, yes. The big issue at the SABC, of course, also, even though it's an operational matter, but it has huge consequences, is that there has been intense discussion around issues of capacity at the SABC. There's the merger between the old Henley facilities and news, as well as news technical, as well as the questions of increase increases, there is a push for a strike. What is going to be your approach to the board? What is going to be the kinds of things that you're going to want to hear from them to settle the SABC, particularly its technical and its news capacity?
Look, Karima, without wanting to get, because I'll get myself into trouble diving into operational matters of SABC, what I would want to see from the board is a proper plan, because there are executives who sit in the board. They will have to bring a proper plan in terms of where they have done an analysis. That's what I'm saying. Let's allow this board to meet, do a proper analysis of SABC, where it is, its weaknesses, what needs to be done, what is it that we need to do as government to be able to assist to turn it around. Taking it from there, if it means there are issues around staff, if there are issues around how the structure of the entity is, they'll have to propose them to the shareholder, which is myself, so that we can look at it and agree on the way forward. Once we have done that, we'll communicate to the public.
All right. It's gone 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm in conversation with the newly minted Communications Minister, Mamoloko Kubai. And she's, of course, talking to us about her first order of business, much of which has got to be with, of course, the SABC. The board announced literally a few days ago, and also a court judgment in real terms, ring-fencing the powers of the Minister of Communications, and the court saying very clearly that the minister doesn't have the power to hire and fire executives. That is, in fact, the role of the board. Now, Minister, you, of course, up until a few days ago, was the Minister of Energy. One of the issues that was bedeviling your portfolio was that sale off of the Strategic Oil. And you were putting investigations together the last time we spoke. When you handed over to the new minister, Mahlobo, what exactly were your key, points in the handover insofar as this investigation is concerned?
Okay, let me say, there's something, Karima, I'm going to appeal in this new portfolio. As Department of Communications, broadly more than SAPC, and I hope one day when we have conversation, we'll talk about other entities and the work in the portfolio. Because I think I wouldn't want to fall into the traps of my predecessor, where you end up only in the public space, you are focusing on SABC, and you leave other entities, the work that is being done by Brand SA, the work that is being done by ICASA, the work that is being done by MDDA, the work that is being done by Film Sport Publication and Board. So I would really appeal that when we have conversation, at least let's touch on other issues so that our listeners can understand the portfolio that is very broad. Coming to the issues that you are raising in terms of energy, I would allow, in terms of our protocol and how we operate, Karima, we allow the minister that has come in to be the one who talks about the matters. So I have had a conversation, or the team has been in touch with Minister Mahlobo. They are going to have our engagement, because we've not been able to do a handover fully between myself and him. He will be able to take the nation in terms of where the matters are into confidence and what is going to be the way forward. And I think let's allow him that space as the Minister of Energy. I would not want to speak on matters of energy because I'm no longer Minister of Energy.
Minister, I on the first point around not getting trapped into only answering questions or engaging in the public space on the SABC, I hear you completely. I think it's a really important point, and it's a point well taken. However, you must admit that the near collapse of the SABC, the gross interference by the previous Minister Mutambi, and of course the disastrous reign of Mr. Claudia Motsoeneng, necessitated the kind of public attention on the public broadcaster. And these are largely own goals that were scored by the shareholder, the board, and the top management of the SABC. I'm not even talking about the banning and gagging of journalists, which resulted, in fact, in the death of one of the SABC 8. So whilst I accept your point, I think that the focus on the SABC isn't because we are obsessed with it. It is because of the gross mismanagement there. And the fact speaks for itself, including the parliamentary probe. So that's the first point. The second point, Minister, is, of course, I respect, again, your protocols. They are important. Government runs in a particular way. But here's the thing, Minister. You are a public representative. You are official. You are supposed to account. And the question of account accountability is a central tenet of why you are elected into office. So in as much as it is not protocol for you to speak about a department that you are no longer on, you can, and at the very least ought to be able to answer questions about a handover, particularly the sell off. And in some instances, people actually remarked that the sale was below market price and that there are suspicions of wrongdoing. You are supposed to be answering questions about that. So I'm going to ask you again, Minister, what exactly were the kind of key points in the handover to Mr. Mahlobo?
Let's correct that assertion that it's not because it's not the issue that I don't want to account, Karima. I was in Parliament last week when I was still Minister of Energy, which I accounted on where the process is in terms of that, because the process is in the hands of SEF, not of the minister. So SEF will be best placed together with the new minister. If it's an issue of detail, whether you're feeling comfortable with the people there, you will have SEF, because the teams that are still there, the chairperson of SEF group is still there. The chairperson of SFF is still there. So they will be able to give you details. It's not the issue of not wanting to account, but avoiding contradictions, avoiding unnecessary conflicts and stepping each other on each other. Mm-hmm. There's a new Minister of Energy, Karima, and I think that needs to be respected. It's not an issue of not wanting. I'm one person that allows myself to be held accountable. I'm one person that allows myself to explain things. You know, I've never shied away from answering questions.
No, absolutely.
But I think you need to be able to respect the fact that I've got a colleague that I must give due respect and regard to in terms of his work.
Okay, Minister, I take your point. I, of course, also have to do my job and ask you the questions. Let's get back to the question of policy certainty. Now, you were saying that policy, of course, hasn't changed. Now, one of the sticking issues around the policy uncertainty in the communication sector has been the fact that Ms. Mutambi had, in fact, violated policy decisions of the governing party, and this is a party political system, but also cabinet positions, particularly on the migration issue. So what is your take on this, given the policy uncertainty and the ambiguity, and in some instances, some groups will say flagrant disregard of Minister Mutambi on the accepted government policy on this issue of encryption?
On the issue of digital migration, Karima, I think firstly, let's acknowledge this is a program that has been not making progress for a long time, and precisely because of a number of issues. Court challenges, the latest court was court judgment in terms of the constitutional court that happened. I need to look in details because you'd appreciate, Karima, I'm only meeting the executive team tomorrow morning. So I'm going into detail in terms of each program to look at it, where it is, what has been the work, because I should not, because currently we conducting the interviews if there was no Minister Dlodlo. When Minister Mutambi left, it was Minister Dlodlo who did some work. So I need to get that work. I've not been in touch with the project, I must be honest, before I left it. At the time, I was chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Telecommunications. So I will have to receive update from the team, what Minister Dlodlo has done, where the progress is, and then we'll run. What I can assure you is that this project has been stalled very long. It's one of the priorities that I'm going to drive to see to it that we do migrate.
Minister, that is really good news. I think the industry will certainly welcome it. And thank you so very much for making the time. And I do appreciate the fact that you are always available. And so we will, of course, check in with you to see what kind of progress you are making, particularly on the issue of the migration, because it's something that has stalled. We are behind in terms of the global situation. And then, of course, we will return to the question of the public broadcaster, because it remains a major issue for 9 of the 14 million television viewers in the country. So thank you very much, Minister. And I must say again, congratulations on the portfolio and good luck with your new job.
Thank you very much, Karima, and thank you for giving us this opportunity. It's always a pleasure.
All right. That, of course, the new Communications Minister, Mamoloko Kubai.